Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Back and neck pain can be so debilitating that it makes simple acts like getting in and out of bed, driving a car, or even just walking very difficult. An estimated 4 out of 5 Americans will suffer from back pain at some point in their lives. While most find these episodes will resolve within 6 weeks with some rest and exercise, others face acute and chronic back pain. Coming up on Wednesday, doctors at the Avera Brain and Spine Institute are offering a free program on how to deal with back pain. Dr. Thomas Ripperda is one of the medical experts at the Let's Talk Back Education presentation, and he joins us on the line. Dr. Ripperda, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, what are some of the most common causes of back pain?
Well, our spines are interesting that they're essentially it's a mechanical device that's made up of a bunch of moving parts. So if you're mechanically minded and you think of a piece of equipment that you have that has a lot of moving parts, there's a lot of potential for any one of those parts to go wrong, and then that kind of messes up the mechanism of the whole system. And so the locations of the problems can occur at anywhere from the disc of our low back to the little joints of our low back to any of the ligaments or muscles. And the most common cause of back pain really relates into just a mechanical change in how our spines work, from altered position or lifting just the wrong way, or our spine actually twisting in an uncontrolled way while we're performing any activity, and that generates pain. The fortunate thing for our back is that our bodies are designed with their own mechanic involved, so our spine is really developed and actually has evolved to the point where it can really take care of a vast majority of those issues on their own without necessarily seeking any surgical interventions or injections or anything along those lines. So in general, the most common cause of back pain or neck pain has to do with just an alteration of one of those moving parts.
Sometimes it seems, I know from my own experience, that something will happen. It seems like just out of nowhere. It doesn't happen after lifting something wrong or exercising or twisting anything. It's just like it seems like all of a sudden, ow! There's something. My neck hurts. What causes just like these sudden bouts of pain that they sort of last then for maybe hours or even days or so?
So there are some researchers that believe that we are actually at the lowest risk of injury when we're actually prepared for an activity. So if you're going over and you're going to lift something that's 20 pounds, your brain kind of makes adjustments and you actually prime the muscle pumps of your back or your neck so that guards to protect you for doing those specific activities. And some people believe that the majority of the problems we have are from either sudden events or even actually doing things that you don't perceive as being somewhat harmful. You know, you bend over and pick up a paperclip off the floor. And part of the reason for those issues is when we actually engage our muscles before activity, which we all do subconsciously, we're actually engaging the muscles of our spine that act like guy wires on a bridge, and they add stability. But if you're doing activities that you don't actually perceive as being a potential threat, then that's where you're not engaging those muscles for protection, and then that causes some of those little small joints or the disc levels in your back to move in a position that can create pain, whether by twisting in such a way that it puts too much stress on a joint, kind of like jamming your finger, or it can be as simple as just putting a little extra pressure on part of your disc in which it gets inflamed. And so some people are under the belief that it's more likely to run into issues with your back that tend to actually resolve on their own when you're not necessarily prepared for doing any specific activity. And the theory behind that is just that you're not engaging those muscles in order to help protect your spine during some of those activities. And so, you know, that's rolling over in bed or turning your head pretty quickly, you know, riding in a car and the vibration of the vehicle, just your back starts to ache. Well, you're in a position where your muscles aren't stabilizing your spine during those activities, and then you're and lo and behold, you start getting some joint or ligamentous discomfort, and then kind of starts that whole cascade.
Are there certain things that people can do to protect ourselves from back pain? Just some basic things, whether it's exercise or just trying to stay as fit as possible?
So when you look at the literature for back pain prevention, or even people that have recurring back problems, the only thing that really stands out in literature as being helpful is activity. And where the literature we have to date doesn't necessarily describe what the best type of activity is, other than those that tend to be more active tend to have less problems. So you can't necessarily state that one exercise program is better than the other. It may be as simple as just getting out and walking on a regular basis. So when we talk about exercise, we're not necessarily talking about getting out the heavy weights and, you know, working on your muscles and working on, you know, an aggressive exercise program. Some of it is just purely just getting out and staying active. Every time we put a foot on the ground, we're actually activating a variety of muscles throughout our whole back to help keep us upright. And so just getting out and walking, even at somewhat of a leisurely pace, is a mechanism for strengthening your back muscles. And that's the one thing out of everything that we do for people that really demonstrates the best protective mechanism.
At what point does surgery become an option for dealing with neck and back pain?
Surgery is one of those last resort options. So if your symptoms are not improving on their own, you utilize a little over-the-counter medication or some chiropractic care and your symptoms aren't improved, you may need to consider some additional imaging to try to sort out, is there a structural abnormality that's creating these symptoms? Generally, undergoing some form of medications, generally prescription in the form of muscle relaxants or steroids. If those aren't helpful, we generally recommend going on for some form of injection, depending what's going on. And if you're one of the few patients that still has residual pain after that, then surgery tends to become an option. Now, surgery tends to be better for what they call as radicular symptoms, so arm or leg symptoms. There are certain situations where surgery can be helpful for just back or neck pain without that radiation. But when you look at the success rate of surgeries, if you have pain that's radiating to your arm or to your leg or to your hip, those are generally the patients that have the best outcomes from surgery. But we try to do everything we can to give the person the opportunity to heal on their own without having to undergo surgery. But in certain cases, when symptoms are ongoing and are limited for engaging in their work activities or home activities, then that's when we consider surgery as the next option.
In what situations or what causes chronic or acute back pain? And is that different from the back pain that we were talking about earlier that kind of comes and goes after, say, a few weeks of rest?
Well, there's a variety of causes for that. And from a surgical standpoint, you're usually looking at a disc herniation where the inner disc material contains a variety of chemicals that our body will react to, just like a sliver in our hand. So when you herniate a disc, our bodies are designed in such a way that it will mount a big immune reaction with the purpose of dissolving that disc herniation away. The problem is that there's a variety of nerves that sit in our back that are very closely related to that disc herniation. And if that inflammation spills over to those nerves, then you can get pain that starts going down to your leg or your arm. It can be associated with weakness and numbness and tingling. And if we can't get that to improve, that's where surgery really becomes important to actually take that pressure, get that disc out of there to calm that inflammatory reaction down so that we don't run into permanent problems with those nerves. The discs in and of themselves are majority of the time the primary factor that people have ongoing pain. So to take a step back, the purpose of our disc is a pivot point between the different bones in our spine. And if we start wearing out that little pivot point and it starts putting more pressure and it creates more stress on the end plates of the bone, that can create more pain. And that's typically the pain that people are experiencing when they have more chronic issues, is that they've developed some wearing out of the disc and it puts more pressure or stress on the end plates of the vertebral bodies in our spine, creating more difficulties or pain when they're up and active.
Dr. Thomas Ripperda is one of the medical experts answering questions on Wednesday about neck and back pain in the free Let's Talk Back education program at Avera that begins at 6:30 in the Prairie Presentation Room. And to register for more information, you can go online to AveraSpineCenter.org. We just have a minute left here, but for people that are interested in attending this, what can they expect?
Well, myself and Dr. Clapper will be there, and we'll discuss, you know, the idea behind the Spine Center and why we're carrying forward with a Spine Center in order to improve outcomes for back health in general. And just want to go over the options that people have if they're one of those few people that have had back pain or neck pain that's not improving under their own guidance and their own care.
All right. Well, Dr. Ripperda, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Yeah, thank you.